Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Welcome to episode 37 of CattleCast. Today's guest is Steve Potash, who is the President and Executive Officer of Overdrive, a company that he founded in 1986. Steve, welcome to CattleCast.
Thank you, Scott. I'm delighted to chat with you and your listeners at Capital Area District Library.
Well, As a long Overdrive user, I'm thrilled to have the chance to talk to you. But for those of our listeners who don't know who Overdrive is, can you give us a brief overview of Overdrive?
My pleasure. Overdrive is a company I founded in Cleveland, Ohio, that for the last 20 years has developed and is proudly partnering with services and digital book content to our nation's libraries. Many of your readers or listeners are familiar with our Libby app. Mm-hmm. So Libby in the earlier version of the Overdrive app is how readers of all ages, whether you're reading a digital book on the screen, an ebook on your tablet or your mobile phone or on your computer, or possibly have downloaded an audiobook for your commute or while you're exercising or just for your enjoyment around the house. Overdrive is a company that has developed the technologies, the apps, and more importantly, has acquired all the digital book catalogs to help partner with public libraries serve your readers, students, and all.
Well, that's important because content is key in the titles that you have as well. And so I just have to commend Overdrive for the amount of content that you have and the publishers that you have as well.
Well, Scott, your library system and your team there in Lansing has been an important part of our journey and the success. When we first started working with Capital Area District Libraries, this was still an unproven service, mm-hmm. whether or not readers would want to go to the library to try to download a book to read on the screen or an audiobook. And when we first offered download audiobook, when we started with your team, the most popular use was for folks to download the audiobook to their PC and then burn a stack of CDs.
I remember that.
Take a stack of 10 CDs into the car. So we've come a long way since then. And it's due to the partnership of many of our Michigan Public Library partners. But it's been quite a journey. And since those early days, our company has grown now to where I'm proud to say we serve over 60,000 schools and libraries worldwide, representing millions of digital book titles available for readers of all ages and all interests and genres. So it is a combination of we hope ease of use of going to your library online catalog, discovering a book you are interested in benefiting from, and with a few clicks, either having it on your screen or putting it into your earbuds.
And with the pandemic, we've seen with our users being at home, working from home, having students at home, we've seen a dramatic increase in the use of our Overdrive collection and the Libby app. How has the pandemic kind of behind the scenes, how has the pandemic affected your company?
Well, it's had a dramatic impact on our partners. So when your library last year had to decide to close your doors and disable the ability for so many of your community who would normally go to your branches to browse or benefit from walking out the door with print books or CD-ROM, that started a chain of events that Overdrive accelerated our digital services to try and respond to the need. As one director said to me in late March, early April, they said, Steve, ebooks isn't just a thing, it's our only thing.
Yeah.
And so during the height of the shutdowns, Overdrive worked with our library partners to, first of all, help increase the stock of units available to borrow. And this meant that instead of some of the normal bestsellers where we saw large wait lists to get the book most popular or the New York Times bestsellers. We work with our publishers and our library partners to start to enable greater access to more materials. And this was done through a combination of models such as simultaneous access models. We also enabled a plan called cost per search. So it's almost like pay-per-view. So if the library said we want a budget, so instead of waiting for 4, 6, or 8 weeks for a title, we could serve more readers the same popular book at the same time. We also made donations of collections that were some of the most in-demand titles needed dramatically during the shutdown period. These were in many cases books that students needed, because when the library closed their doors, also schools did, pivoted to remote learning, distance learning, and public libraries were called upon to help their schools, parents, and students get access to the books they needed for their curriculum or their required reading assignments. So we invested and stepped up in a number of ways to try and help libraries, in many cases also onboard a real surge of first-time users.
Yep.
And it was interesting to see how many senior citizens discovered for the first time that they too could benefit from downloading an ebook or an audiobook. We did surveys and we found many seniors never had an interest in downloading a digital book until it became the only way they could get a book during the library shutdowns. So those are just a few of the steps that we did in partnership with our library partners to help meet this increase in demand.
And a little bit about yourself. You have a law degree from Cleveland Marshall College. How has your background in law shaped OverDrive's core values?
Well, I would say that I was an entrepreneur at an early age. And after getting my undergraduate degree from The Ohio State University, I am a Buckeye fan, but we love Team Blue as well when we're dealing with our partners. But I knew that as an entrepreneur, I would benefit if I had the ability to appreciate the legal system, because I was trying to do deals, negotiate contracts, and there was all this lawyer engagement, let's just say, in contracts and the like. So I did go to law school at nights. And I'm proud to say that when after several years getting my degree from Cleveland Marshall, which is part of Cleveland State University, my law degree, as an entrepreneur, I said, you know what? I don't want to just have this license and on paper. So I was admitted to practice and I opened my shingle. I hung up my shingle of practice law. And by then I was married and starting a young family. So to try and get some revenue and earn some for the household, I signed up and I started taking assigned cases from the criminal courts and the juvenile courts.
Huh.
And I can tell you, when I spent the first year or two as a young lawyer standing in juvenile court in our city of Cleveland, I really started to appreciate the real challenge that our public servants, those essential services in our urban centers, I knew where it gave me a deep appreciation for the role of the public library.
Sure.
And first responders. And I would say that was extraordinarily influential as I got the privilege to start working with public librarians, especially those in urban markets, how they need to enable their communities, their citizens, have access to the tools for literacy, for the tools for self-help, whether it's their careers. Of course, this last year, their wellness. So it's had a dramatic impact. And I would say, yes, my law degree helped us as we went on to negotiate intellectual property contracts with authors, publishers, and navigate the copyright laws, et cetera. But I think the experience I had as a young lawyer, knowing how our public institutions are the safety net for our communities, probably had a deeper personal impact for the role we are trying to play as a partner to public libraries serving your readers.
Sure. Well, thank you for that. And kind of related to that, how do you see ebook publishing and acquisitions changing in the coming years?
Well, Scott, since you and your team have been with us for this journey, when we first started evangelizing to publishers and authors, it's in their economic and it's in their best long-term interest, their publishers, to help their brand for retail and print sales, to have libraries be a very important part of the discovery and creating appreciation for their stories and their works. This has been a 20-year advocacy campaign that is still ongoing. I am hopeful that some of the progress that we made this last year to get more flexible models so that patrons don't have to wait for the book everyone wants when it's the book or, you know, mentioned in some of the, you know, book clubs. I expect that we will see more flexible models that will help serve more readers at an affordable cost, because we appreciate, while we saw the surge of interest and use of digital ebook and audiobook, that hasn't been met by a dramatic increase in budget that the public has to buy these materials. So just like we added digital magazines at very flat rates with simultaneous, your readers can benefit from all the magazines they want, every edition, no wait, no expiration. We're hoping these models lead to increased availability for the books that are, you know, the hot books and the most in demand. So we are an advocate to create that continued progress, and we're investing in trying to demonstrate it's in the best interest of authors and publishers to give broader availability in a digital world for library lending.
And Cattle has just completed our migration of RB Digital audiobooks, and you mentioned magazines, into our OverDrive collection as well. How will libraries, and more importantly, their users, benefit from this acquisitions?
Well, as you mentioned, we have had the great privilege of working with every audiobook publisher, but the RB Digital platform was actually a competitor to OverDrive. Mm-hmm. And by having their app available for some of their exclusive audio titles and authors, it put libraries in the position of having to have two workflows to purchase. They had to then train their readers on how to use and borrow from two apps. It basically did the same thing. We are fortunate that our Libby app was improving every year based on library and user feedback, and became a preferred way that users wanted to borrow and listen on the go or in their car. So by combining the RB Digital collection and moving their exclusive audiobooks over to the OverDrive and Libby app, as well as moving over the Zinio magazine collection, hopefully we've streamlined it for both library staff to save them time on just focusing on the books that their readers want. And we've heard from users that have been delighted by the fact that within the Libby app, they now can get all of these ebook, audiobook, and magazine materials in a very seamless and easy to use way.
And I can definitely second that. I'm going to take my library employee hat off and put my library user hat on. And I was a big user of the Libby app, and also a big user of RB Digital for magazines. It is phenomenal to have them all in one place. And for any of the listeners, if you're audiobook users, if you're digital magazine users, and if you're ebook users, try the Libby app, because it is seamless and it's all in one place. And as a user, it has been a fantastic transition, and a very seamless transition as well too. And so OverDrive has done a lot, but what is next for OverDrive?
Well, Scott, thank you for that question, because what is next is really being determined by you and your staff and the community you serve. So we've always And the reason we've gotten to be this level of, market reach is because I think it started with the fact that my wife's a librarian and I've been married 40 some years. So I got trained at an early age that when you want good guidance, ask a librarian what.
So true.
So we will constantly be trying to respond to where your readers, your community needs a service, how our access to all of the content and making it available anytime, anywhere. I will say something that has been a priority over this year has been partnering with the schools that are in your service area. Some of the greatest challenges now are for the students who are trying, and the schools and educators and school librarians and principals and curriculum leads. They have been challenged at the books that the kids need for their assigned reading. Much of it, because of the pandemic, there's the supply chain challenge. So we are very proud how our partnership with public libraries is hoping to fill the gap and provide other alternatives for teachers and principals and schools. Turn to your local public library that has 15 years of success in understanding how to deliver a book to a reader. And of course, your collection has a great deal of materials very relevant for juvenile and whether it's early students or middle or high school. And so a lot of the innovation that's next for Overdrive is lessons learned, trying to make a difference in a student's academic outcome by having access to an ebook or an audiobook right now.
Well, Steve, we always like to end with a library specific question and a recommendation. So is there a title that you're currently reading, watching, or listening to that you'd recommend to our listeners?
Well, Scott, I am one of the most fortunate people in the book world because every month Overdrive, it takes into its catalog over 70,000 new front list titles from every best-selling author in every category and audience. But I'm not a big fiction reader because I just have a history of trying to, through self-help or my interest in business or as an executive trying to grow a dynamic company. So I recently just finished Billion Dollar Loser, which is a tale of Scott Newman and WeWork and their meteoric rise and the more recent collapse when they tried to go public. Because I'm trying to, during this time, improve my wellness, I always have about three or four books on kind of the self-help or the nutrition. I'm in the middle of the China study, which is also kind of a follow-up to reading How Not to Die. Both of these are about the importance of nutrition and, you know, what you are, what you eat.
Sure.
I've been in a lot of digital book clubs. We just had an event with Kwame Alexander, so I had to read all of the crossover, both in his original format, and we have a graphic novel edition. Just to keep things light, I got the new Jerry Seinfeld, Is This Anything? And it's almost a compilation of all his stand-up routines. So if you ever want just a tidbit while you have 5 minutes, the new Seinfeld, Is This Anything? Will put a smile on your face. And magazines are now flooding my shelf just because they're there. So those would be a few of the things that are on my Libby bookshelf.
Those were some fantastic recommendations. And Steve, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Best wishes to you and all of our partners in the greater Lansing area. And if there's anything your readers are interested in, tell your librarian. If there's something you don't see in their catalog, we'll try and get it.
I will definitely second that as well. And for ebooks, audiobooks, and digital magazines, please check out our Overdrive service. We've provided a link in the episode description. As always, thanks for listening to Cattlecast.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hi, I'm a professional magician here to tell you about the most magical places I know. Your Capital Area District Library. Download, stream, or check out great entertainment for the whole family. Your favorite movies, TV series, music albums, and more are just a click away. A Cattle membership can save you hundreds of dollars a year in free services. Get yours today and let the magic begin right here.
Cattle Tales is a new show from Capital Area District Libraries where kids can hear great stories and sing songs.
If you're feeling like a goat, eat some flowers.
Tortoise, I could run circles around you.
Hola a todos, me llamo Señorita Mari.
Tune in for all the fun Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. on WLAJ 53 for Cattle Tales Live. Join us every Monday and Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. on our Facebook page. Another great service from Capital Area District Libraries.